Why is a hothouse hot on This Moment of Science? Touch the inside surface of a window on a cold day, and you can see that glass is lousy at keeping out cold. Why then does glass work so well for building hothouses? First, a few facts about heat and light, because what a greenhouse does is convert visible light into invisible heat. When you look into a fire, you see several different colors. You also feel that heat on your face. What you're seeing and feeling is energy radiating from the fire. Some of that radiation has a relatively high energy level and shows up as blue, yellow, or red light. Radiation with an energy level lower than red light is called infrared radiation. You can't see infrared radiation, but you feel it in the form of heat. Radiation coming through the greenhouse windows, mostly in the form of visible light, is absorbed by objects in the greenhouse like leaves, rocks, and dirt. But just as these objects absorb radiation, they also release it, which is why a brick wall might feel warm even after the sun is gone. Radiation that is re-emitted always has a lower energy level than when it was first absorbed, so radiation absorbed as higher energy visible light might be re-emitted as low energy infrared light, or in other words, as heat. The glass is important because higher energy radiation, such as light, passes much more easily through glass than low-energy infrared radiation. So as long as the sun is out, the glass keeps the greenhouse warm by emitting the sun's energy as visible light and then trapping it once it's been converted to heat. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Don Ulin with help from Bill Krejci. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.